Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Helix Zero. Helix Zero. Helix Zero. Helix Zero.
Speed, Clint, and Barney, disguised as tourists, are traveling to Leopoldville in the Belgian Congo, hoping to surprise the octopus there. Meantime, the criminal learns of their coming, and suspecting that he is too late to stop them before they reach Leopoldville, plans to destroy them there. Before that, he plans the disappearance of Mrs. Buchanan, wife of the missing investor of the Atlantean Syndicate, so that she will be unable to give the secret police aid. The boys are now in the jungle camp of the little train line running between Matadi and Leopoldville. Clint and Barney are in their quarters, trying to reach Carlos in the Sahara by short wave. Meantime, Speed goes outside to listen to the jungle noises, and drawn away from the house by his dog's excitement, finds himself face to face with a full-grown leopard.
Clint, Barney, help me with Lucky! Come quick and bring your gun! Help!
Lucky, where are you?
Somebody put the lights on! Put the lights on!
Look out, Lucky! Had a dog stay out of his way!
Speed!
Here I am, Clint! They put the lights on! Wow, what a big leopard.
Back away from the Speed. Come over here so you'll be out of range.
Yeah, I got my sights on him.
Wait, don't shoot Lucky. Here, Lucky, come here, boy.
The dog's clear. Now's your chance, bud.
Okay.
You got him, Barney. Got him with your first shot.
Sure, one shot, Dunlap, that's me. And now pardon me while I sit down a minute.
What's the matter, Barney? Are your knees weak?
Weak? When I think how close you came to playing a harp, kid. Clint, what are we going to do about this mug?
Plenty. Speed, you come with me.
Oh, Clint, can't I stay and see the leopard claw?
No, you've already been too close to it. You've caused too much trouble. Come along now. Get back into our quarters.
Okay. Hey, Lucky. Here, boy.
Whatever possessed you to leave the porch, Speed? We told you not to, remember?
I just went down the steps to get out of the light so as I could see the jungle better, Barney. Then Lucky dashed away from me, and I went after him. First thing I knew, there was the leopard with Lucky fighting him.
Yeah, there was the leopard. And I lose 5 years of my life hearing you yell for help.
Gosh, Clint, I'm sorry I caused all this trouble.
I thought you knew better than to disobey orders by this time, Speed. Past experience should have taught you that. In here now.
I wouldn't have done it if Lucky hadn't run off, Clint. I never stopped to thinking. Clint, look who's standing there.
What? Tinker?
Yeah, the kid who you made up to look like me and left in a Kano jail.
But he can't be here. We barely arrived ourselves and we flew here.
Shut the door, Speed.
Sure.
Tinker, is that really you?
Yes, Your Excellency. And the blessings of Allah on you. And you, Mr. Dunlap. And you, Speed Gibson.
Now I know I have to sit down. This is all too much for me.
How did you get here, Kinka? And why?
Have I your permission to tell my story?
Please do, Kinka.
His Highness, the Emir of Kano, sent me here as a messenger of ill tidings. The criminal you seek, the octopus, knows that you are not imprisoned in Kano, but on your way to Leopoldville.
How did the Emir learn this?
He heard a mysterious message over his box that speaks and listens.
His what?
The Emir's short wave set speed. Go on, Kinka.
His Highness heard your names mentioned, and from what was said, learned that our impersonations had gone for naught. So he sent me to warn you.
Why didn't he warn us by short wave?
He feared that the octopus might hear him as he heard the octopus, Your Excellency.
Good for the Emir. But how did you manage to reach us so quickly, Kinka?
One of the Foreign Legion pilots happened to be in Kano when His Excellency heard the disturbing message. This man flew with me in his plane to Matadi. From there I came by foot along the elephant trails in the jungle. If one knows how to follow them, it is swifter than the train.
Good boy. But you must be exhausted.
No, Your Excellency. I am happy to be in your service. And may I tell you more of this message His Highness heard?
More? Why, of course.
There was a mention of a Mrs. Buchanan, the wife of he who disappeared some time in the past.
What? You mean Buchanan?
Yes.
Well, that's the man we're looking for. I knew nothing of his wife.
Is she in Leopoldville?
Yes, Speed. And the octopus, fearing that you might question her and learn too much of her husband's business, has sent Wahlab, the murderer, to destroy her.
Great Scott, we've got to stop him somehow.
But how? That is in time. We won't reach Leopoldville until sometime tomorrow.
Now, let me think this out, Barney, and pipe down a minute, will you?
Okay, okay.
What's that?
My people, celebrating the death of the leopard, Speed Tips.
Your people, Kinka? I thought you were a Nigerian.
I am. But I was born in Matadi and have lived in the Congo most of the years of my life. That is why I know the jungle so well. I have only been in Kano a little time.
Oh, well, it was sure swell of you to come here and warn us. We were mighty surprised to see you when we came in.
I entered your abode secretly, lest there be spies of the octopus in the neighborhood. It was not difficult, since your trouble with the leopard drew everyone to that spot.
You're wise, Kinka. You could learn from this boy, Speed, in obeying orders at least.
I'm sorry about that leopard business, Clint. I'll think before I do anything next time.
I see that you do. You can't make any mistakes in Africa and live.
The leopard is the most dreaded of beasts, Speed Gibson. He is vindictive and will fight to the end. He will not escape should the opportunity offer, as the lion will. You are most fortunate to have escaped with your life.
I can thank Lucky for that. He went right for that big cat.
The Emir's dog. Blessed was the day that His Highness gave him to you, Speed Gibson. He must have foreseen your need of him.
Yeah, and I gave him the right name, too. He's sure been lucky for me.
Hey, kid, don't forget it was me that actually killed that leopard.
And for that, the tongues of the jungle shall cry your fame far and wide, Your Excellency.
This jungle sounds like an awful busy place to me. A guy can't have any privacy at all.
Kingham.
Yes, Your Excellency.
You say it did not take you long to come here from Matadi by foot?
That is true.
How about from here to Leopoldville?
An even shorter time, Your Excellency.
What are you figuring on, Clint?
I'm not waiting for that train tomorrow. I'm leaving this camp tonight, and with Kinka's guide, I'll reach Leopoldville long before dawn.
Yeah, huh? You mean you're going to walk there?
We'll have to go faster than the walk to reach there in time. How about it, Kinka? Are you too tired to make the journey?
No, Your Excellency. Am I really to have the honor of serving you further?
Well, if you can call it an honor, yes. I'll get you something to eat, and then we'll be off.
Us too, Clint?
No. You and Barney will continue on the train as before.
And how are we going to explain your absence?
I'll leave that to you, Barney. I'm concentrating on our trip to Leopoldville by foot.
Fine thing. How am I going to frame a story for you? Too bad I shot that leopard. He might have given you a swell alibi for disappearing.
With your genius for thinking up alibis, you won't have any trouble, Barney. But I've got to reach Mrs. Buchanan before this...
Wahlab, Your Excellency.
Yes, thank you. This Wahlab does. We've got to save that woman's life, Barney. And this is the only way we can do it. If we're not already too late.
You mean this Wahlab might have gotten to her already, Clint?
There's that chance, Speed, but I doubt it. If he knows we're on our way to Leopoldville, he knows we're coming by train. And that the train doesn't reach there until tomorrow. The octopus will think he has plenty of time to get rid of Mrs. Buchanan before we arrive.
Go to it, boy. We'll take care of things here.
Yes, you attend to the baggage, Barney. Make sure it's all together when they break up camp tomorrow. Kink and I will be traveling light.
Please take a gun and ammunition along, Your Excellency. The jungle is dangerous at night for those who do not know it well.
Yes, Kinka, I know. Don't you worry, I'll be well prepared. But now to get you some food, and then we'll be off for Leopoldville and Mrs. Buchanan.
Baboon, has Wahlab started for Leopoldville yet?
Yes, Octopus Master. He should be there by now. He plans to approach Mrs. Buchanan early in the morning before the village is astir.
Good. Wahlab and the others will not arrive until late in the day. And then it will be too late. Mrs. Buchanan shall have mysteriously disappeared.
What about the police themselves, Master? How are you going to deal with them?
I have a plan, Zabul. A plan that will not only destroy my enemies, but destroy them slowly and surely. So they will have time to realize that the octopus is master.
You seem very sure you will be able to destroy them.
Of course I am sure. I cannot fail this time. Clint Barlow must be destroyed if my plan of world conquest is to succeed.
Our operator at the Atlantean expedition has not succeeded in killing Carlos Del Valle yet. He made one attempt, but Del Valle escaped.
He did not suspect it.
Oh, no, no. Our operator made it appear an accident.
But Del Valle is shrewd. He ranks next to Barlow himself in the service. Once Barlow is attended to, I shall go to the Atlantean expedition myself and end Carlos Del Valle's career.
Master, do you think it's safe to remain here when the secret police are so near?
Yes, it is safe, Zabul. I've told you before that no matter how close they may come to my headquarters here in the jungle, they cannot find it, so cunningly is it hidden. I must be here to see Barlow die. I would not miss that for anything in the world.
How do you plan his destruction?
Time enough for that tomorrow, Zabul, after I am sure Mrs. Buchanan is out of the way.
Yes, Master.
Have you any further word from Kano? Did you ask our operator there why he gave me the wrong information about the secret police still being in prison, when in reality they were flying to the Congo?
Yes, he has since learned that Barlow disguised three of the Emir's subjects to resemble himself and the boy and Dunlop.
Disguised? Where are the impersonators now?
He did not say. Still in prison, perhaps.
Perhaps. Zabul, I'm uneasy. Call our operator in Leopoldville. Give him orders. Tell Wallab to go to the house of the Buchanan woman before dawn and do away with her, before anyone else in the village sees him enter her house.
Do you think they might suspect something?
They might. And we must run no risk. When the secret police arrive there, they will run into a blank wall. Until I give them a clue, which will lead them to their destruction. But now, get that radio message to Wallab.